This is the Montana Economic Minute.
What exactly is a green energy transition? It's commonly understood as a process of phasing out carbon-emitting energy sources and adopting those with zero emissions, yes? Yet what is contemplated strays a bit from the images of that oft-repeated phrase. There have been plenty of energy transitions in history. We stopped burning wood as a primary fuel more than a century ago. Worldwide, coal was eclipsed by oil as an energy resource in the 60s. Those transitions stretched out over many decades and didn't totally wipe out the old fuel's use. In fact, the world uses three times as much coal today as it did when coal was dominant. The green energy transition is meant to be much faster, and the replacement is total. It is driven by policy, not economics. And how green will it actually be? In operation, a new infrastructure could reduce emissions, yes. Building it would take a lot of stuff, including things coming out of the ground. Big oil could be said to be replaced with big shovel, because we might need twice as much copper as we mine today. I'm Patrick Burke.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.